Well, it was only 3 weeks ago, around September 7th, and I was on the phone with people in Humane Society and law enforcement and residents in Destin, Florida, and Alberta, and Ontario, Canada, where all three locations, two provinces in Canada, and Destin, Florida, is down near Navarre and Fort Myers and that area of that's not too far from Eglin Air Force Base there.
Right.
And all three areas have had this repeated phenomenon that I understand is very disturbing to people. And tonight, in fact, because I've had this request before from people, I have placed my, we're calling it third cats for the story I'm going to tell you. I have placed it as a real X file, which is then only accessible through a username and password, because over the past, when I would try to put these kinds of reports out in environment, which is always freely accessible at Earth Files, people would protest and say, no, please put it in real X Files because I don't want my child or somebody to see these photos.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a double-edged sword. I have encountered the same argument in cattle mutilations, horse mutilations, the larger animal mutilations over the last quarter of a century. But to me, we are living in a world in which governments are lying at so many levels that when you have something like this phenomenon that has been going on since at least the 70s and has been reported all over the United States, provinces of Canada, England, and a few places in Australia, and it's never reported on the 6 o'clock news, and it's happening, it's real, it's physical. And right now, as we are speaking, in Granbury, Texas, which is a suburb that is southwest by about 32 miles from Fort Worth, Texas, nobody knew this. I did not know this until just recently, that between March and the last case was just about a week ago, 14, and we're calling them one-third cats because they are cut very cleanly right behind the front legs. And when I talked with people in Granbury this week, and I did this report, neatly sliced front third of 14 cats found in Granbury, Texas, I realized that when I went to my maps that I keep over the years with dots and colors and ink and notes, that there have been repeated half-cat, at least, half-cat mutilations reported before, over and over again in Plano, Texas, which is not very far from Granbury. They're just opposites around the same Fort Worth-Dallas area. There have also been half-cat mutilations in Denton. It is the perfectly cut-in-half cat.
God.
That has been the most frequently reported. The New York Times did an article back in 1989 about all of, I think it was 163 mutilated cats reported in Tustin, California. Over the years, Tustin and San Jose and certain areas in California have had repeated mutilations. Many areas in Texas, Austin, Plano, Denton, and now Granbury. And what, to me, is definitely worth reporting about this is that the neighborhoods are inside of a gated community. This is not something you just drive in and out of. Well, what happened, the groundskeeper on the golf course, which found the first third of a cat perfectly preserved in the front third and couldn't find the back two-thirds of the cat, he didn't report it to anybody on March 9th of 2007. He threw it onto a burn pile. It took about three more of these third of a cat on the golf course, and finally he went to the security chief and reported it. The security chief asked for more reports. It got to be about seven of these, and they finally went to the Hood County Sheriff's Office. The Hood County Sheriff's Office began to take interest is the count has now climbed to the 14th of last week. In this process of this occurring in this gated community, in which the first were on the golf course and then they've been on people's found on people's yards, the residents inside the gated community, not knowing anything about this, not knowing that half cats, third cats, have been reported before. Bothell, Washington, back in 2003, had third of a cat cut in three parts and the middle part removed. And jeez. I have the photographs and the x-ray from the veterinarian at my Earth Files report, so you can see what a third missing cat looks like. But the
pleasant thought, Linda, huh?
Well, it's not, but people need to understand, and this is why this is important to communicate right now. The residents had never, they didn't have any knowledge, and they aren't being told, and nobody in law enforcement is dealing with them straight. And the only phone calls would say, it's coyotes, and the people in the gated community would say, we don't have coyotes in here. And people began pointing to teenagers. I think the teenagers are completely innocent because you have to go to this much bigger context of timeline that these have been being reported in the Northern Hemisphere at least and every once in a while in Australia for almost 30 years. It's a global context, again, like the animal mutilations, but sitting here tonight, as bloodless as they are, as strange as they are, as hard physical evidence, when I was investigating half cats, these were the perfectly cut in half, either front half or back half, found in Vancouver, British Columbia in 1993. I remember very well talking with the director of the Humane Society and talking with law enforcement there and going to John Altshuler, the pathologist and hematologist who had helped me on so many animal mutilation stories having to do with cows and horses. And I asked him, I said, do you think we can get one of these half cats and examine it, like really, truly, with medical research and see what we can find? And the man up in Vancouver shipped a front half of one of these cats to John Altshuler in Denver, Colorado. And he called me up and he said, Linda, I am looking under the microscope at exactly what I have seen in the cattle and the horses, and that is the entire excision that had been cut perfectly through this big gray Angora domestic house cat was had been done with heat hot enough to cook the hemoglobin and to cook the collagen. When you bring up this as hard physical data that has been published and reported with law enforcement today in 2007, they have never heard of excisions by heat. They did not know. There, if you're talking with one law enforcement group in Florida, they do not know anything about what is happening in Canada or vice versa. The Granbury people do not know that in Plano and Austin and Denton that there have been the same phenomena, even if it was half cats, it's the same bloodless preciseness. And that's why, George, I really feel that it is so important to report the physical facts of what is occurring.